demonstrate how a common household monkey can be taught to square dance.
Hope I'm not interrupting.
Principal Willoughby, of course not.
Well, I've got some great news, kids. Lindbergh School is going to sponsor a TV program on public access.
Wow.
Oh, I know. Isn't it exciting? Now, if anyone would like to pitch ideas for the show's format, you just feel free to drop by my office after lunch.
A public access show. Finally, a way to educate the masses by sharing my love of complex scientific theorems.
Earth to Nerdtron, forget it.
Yeah, sorry, Jimmy, but you wouldn't know good television if it bit you in the Bunsen burner.
Right?
Oh, yuck it up, she losers. But my program is going to give people what they really want. Thoughtful and informative programming.
It's a show about nothing. Nothing but puppets! Dad, is it wrong to tell a lie?
Son, let me tell you a little story.
Ah! Giant radioactive worms! I'm all right, Dad! Dad! Dad!
Next!
Singing and dancing is the way to go! Take it, girl!
Next!
Fade in, close up on my face. That's the show.
Next!
What's public access?
And that demonstrates the hypergravimetric effects on all prime numbers greater than the cube root of n. Then, we go to commercial.
Congratulations, Jimmy. That was the worst pitch I've heard all day.
Oh, well then, why are you congratulating me?
Well, because in accordance with FCC Regulation 97002/J, all school-run programs must be educational, having no entertainment value whatsoever. Ergo, you got the job, Hotshot.
Yes! See it all now. Lights, camera, science!
The universe. It's really, 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 really big and stuff. Join us now as we voyage into the unknown on Science with Jimmy! Yay! Hey-o!
That's enough, Carl.
Sorry.
Hi. Welcome to Science with Jimmy. Today's segment is called Fun with Heavy Gravity. And so, without further ado, I give you the Gravitrax SK-30. I shall now attempt to alter my assistant's density via graviton particle bombardment. Atomic batteries to power, turbines to speed. Initiating sequence now!
It tickles.
And voila! The test subject is now much heavier. It's kind of hard to see, but take my word for it. His atomic structure is now really, really dense.
Psst. Jimmy, this experiment's a stink burger. Move on.
No, wait. Maybe if I increase the intensity.
Jimmy, I feel kind of funny.
Need more power.
Look at our little Jimbo. The camera loves it.
I can fix that.
My mistake. The camera only likes him as a friend.
Now that's good television.
That's all the time we have. Join us again next week. Bye.
Well, Jimmy, that was the worst show I've ever seen.
I understand. I'd fire me, too, if I were you.
Oh, no. On the contrary, we've decided to retool the format to make it kind of remotely interesting.
Really? That's great. Who's we?
Your new creative team. Jimmy, I'd like you to meet the new producer of Science with Jimmy.
No!
And your new co-host.
No!
Jimmy, calm down. We know that you want the show to educate people. We deeply and genuinely respect that.
No!
You do?
Of course. We just want to make a few tiny adjustments.
Exactly. You have our word that science will always come first on Science with Jimmy.
Please. Do you seriously expect me to trust you?
If you don't do the show, we'll get someone else.
Like I said, time to make some showbiz magic.
Dad, you've been bitten. You're turning into a giant worm.
Run, run, son. Run while you can.
I love you, Dad. Jimmy, where you been the last few days?
In the lab. Letting Cindy and Libby produce gave me time to focus on the science.
Yeah, listen, Jimmy, there's something you should know.
I've come up with some great new experiments. This is going to be our best show ever.
He's living in a dream world.
What happened to my set?
Do you love it?
Funky jam dance party?
With some science.
You said you were only going to make some tiny changes.
And they are tiny. Jimmy, baby, you're Mr. Science. Just do the show the way you would normally.
Yeah, Jimmy, don't sweat it. We're here to support you.
Places, people, we're on in 10.
I don't know, Sheen. This doesn't feel right.
Duh. I told you the show needs more puppets.
And we're live in 3, 2, 1, cue lights, cue music, cue Funk Master Nicky Nick.
Funk Master Nicky Nick?
Hey, everybody, it's time to get down with America's favorite educational program, Funky Jam Dance Party!
With some science.
Whatever. And now give it up for the big-headed brother with a pointy do, Jimmy Mitchell!
Hello, and welcome to Funky Jam Dance Party with some science. In today's segment, we'll be taking a look at electron valence orbits.
And kick it!
I didn't get a chance to even
represent Lindbergh Elementary. We're the Libertines!
Do you want to be my lab partner?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to mix some chemicals?
Oh, yeah.
I'll be your test tube, baby, at the Funky
Can't let them ruin my show! Got her! Fetch the acoustic
app! Sugar Bugger, come quick! Jimmy's new show is funkerific!
We're gonna fill our beakers!
Mm-hmm.
With sulfuric funk!
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Test me with your litmus paper at the Funky Jam Dance
And we're back with science! Thanks to the acoustical absorption properties of my amazing Acoustivac! Funny story about quantum sonic fluctuation.
And now, it's time for Adorable Hunk Tricks! I want you to give it up for Nick! What's up, Nick? What you doing?
I'm gonna style my hair without using my hands. Can I get a drum roll, please?
Hey, hey, forget the hair! I'm offering you a miniature fusion reaction which perfectly duplicates the sun's carbon-nitrogen cycle.
Yo, Nick, flip your hair again.
Get my show back. By the spirit of Enrico Fermi, science shall never take backseat to mindless pop culture again. Goddard? The Gravitrax. Goddard? That does it. See how reversing the polarity on your Gravitrax can render any lousy dance act virtually weightless.
Neutron, get us down from here.
Please join us next week when empirically deduced data will once again be the star of the show.
Well, kids, congrats! Zero gravity funky dance party jam with some science killed in the ratings. Too bad I'm going to have to cancel it.
What? Why?
Because the new network president doesn't like science, music, or dancing. Go figure.
Well, then what does he like?
We must destroy the giant worm.
No, you mustn't. That's my father.
Psst. Carl, that's your cue.
Oh, sorry.
Must destroy worm!
Ow! She never heard.
Fuzzy puppet house party with no science is puppetastic.
Dad, that's not even a word.
Eat your popcorn, dear.